I am Kathleen Light, and we are on Main Street right in front of the Main Street Gallery at the Blueberry Arts Festival. Today we've had tons of events. We started out the day with fun runs. We had three different fun runs. Then we did the slug weigh-in to get the biggest slug. Then we had our slug race to find the fastest slug, which was very exciting. It was one of the faster slug races, if there can be a fast slug race.
On your mark, get set, and go. Don't touch your slug. Nobody touch the slug, please.
He's pushing, there it is, almost. He's close.
Okay. Jonesy took it!
Alright! Where did you guys find that slug?
This was behind our house in Pond Reef.
Nice. How'd you know it would be a winner?
There was a North Ender, a Pond Reefer took it this year.
And what's your name?
Well, my name is Catfish.
And is this your son who won?
No, this is my nephew, Hunter.
Hi, Hunter. What just happened?
He won!
He won? What happened, Hunter?
This one went faster when he just got there, and he won.
Yeah, are you his friend? What's your name?
Olivia.
What was it like to see your slug win?
Good.
Yeah. He was a fast one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was the fastest one.
We have the Instrument Petting Zoo, which just closed up. That's our first year for the Instrument Petting Zoo.
So what's an Instrument Petting Zoo?
Well, it's kind of so the kids come over, hopefully, and they'll be like, whoa, you guys can play, and then we'll tell them, well, you guys can try it too. So they'll make sounds, and then they'll be like, Daddy, I want to learn. And then so we give them one of these papers, and hopefully they will do lessons and learn how to play the instrument.
Pie eating contest was a total hoot.
Three! Go, 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 go! Come on, get that pie, get that pie, eat that pie, eat that pie, eat that pie.
Everybody participated. We had a lot of adults this year, actually. That was fun. Right now, the Battle of the Bands is going on, and that's always exciting. We have 8 bands competing this year, and so that'll finish up about a little before 5 o'clock, and we'll announce the winners.
And then there are all of the arts and crafts and business booths.
Yes, we have, I think it's about 140 booths this year, so there's definitely a lot of artists.
I made a blueberry soap and I made a blueberry lip butter.
Wonderful. Have you made that before for the Blueberry Festival?
I did last year. It was my first Blueberry Festival.
So what's it like for you to be able to come here and sell your goods?
I think it's a good idea to get local people to be able to have an opportunity to sell their craft, you know, to be crafty and have an opportunity to have, get your name out there.
We specialize in native art and jewelry, and he's a Haida engraver.
So what do you like about coming here to the festival and selling the things here?
There's a lot of people interested in art, especially native art, because we're both Alaska Natives.
And so as I collected this wood, I started thinking that there must be something different I could do with it. So I repurposed it all into boxes. So I just brought a small sample of what I made.
So where do you usually sell them?
Right here. I only do this here at the Blueberry Festival. This is my third season here, and I generally do pretty good. Yeah, you know, and it's always nice to interact with people here. You know, I get to see people I haven't seen in years.